Sorry about that. My previous session overran slightly. Some of our more advanced therapeutic interventions can get quite complicated, shall we say. Between you and me, I think there's a law of diminishing returns at play here. A client might think he needs a wax-dripping goblin girl dressed in a leather bikini, brandishing a, frankly, What's that? Oh, my face has a green tinge. Oh, sorry. I thought I got it off in the shower. Do you want me to wipe it off? I've got some makeup remover in that drawer. Are you sure? You sure you don't mind? I mean, it is body safe and edible. It tastes a bit like apples. Yes, I was that goblin girl. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. There is a small but very demanding minority of our clients who think that if you add more and more kinks and props and costumes and toys, they'll be transported to some sort of sexual nirvana. But it doesn't usually work out like that. Well, yeah, they get to come, but everyone always gets to come here at the Institute of Advanced Sexual Therapies. I've been here long enough to know that some people just don't know what they need. I guarantee that next week, Goblin Guy will be back wanting nothing more than a good, hearty, wholesome, doggy-style fuck with a curvy, friendly girl with a big, soft ass, a juicy pussy and a nice smile. Sorry, I really shouldn't be discussing the requirements of my other clients with you. It's just that, well, you have a way of making me feel at ease, comfortable. Anyway, talking of curvy, friendly girls with big, soft asses, juicy pussies and nice smiles, I think we need to cut the chit-chat and get down to business. Oh, I know. Forgive me, I know that was a bit unprofessional. God, I really am in a strange mood this morning. I think it's because I had to suppress my giggles earlier. Because, I mean, cruel goblin girls with prosthetic ears carrying ceremonial chalices of hot wax are not, apparently, meant to laugh, according to my client, anyway. Especially when they're wearing an enormous strap-on. Yeah, I think having to hold in the giggles has led to a build-up of, mirth? Yeah, that's the word. Or, maybe glee? Also, I didn't get to come, and I'm rather excited at the prospect of having a nice, hard come in the course of our session. I'm still wearing the ears, aren't I? So, you mentioned the green tinge, but not the goblin ears. Interesting. I'll make a note of that. Would you like me to keep them on? Oh, you think my real ears are very shapely? Why, thank you, sir. In that case, I shall discard the goblin ones and you can enjoy me au naturel. So, where were we? Yes, there we go. Getting down to business. Or, in the preferred language of the Institute, commencing sexual activity. You've been looking forward to sexual activity with me all week. And have you had that erection all week too? Well, these skimpy robes we make our clients wear, they don't conceal very much. Oh, don't worry. We'll get started very soon, but there is a bit of admin we need to get through first. It won't take long. I just need to grab my tablet. There we go. So this is the second session in your three-part introductory course. Today we'll be engaging in mutual oral and manual stimulation. It's a step up from our first session, which, as you will recall, was all about using my bottom as an aid to masturbation and orgasm. As part of today's pre-flight routine, I meant to go through the notes I made after our introductory session, and you're supposed to let me know if there are any inaccuracies, or let me know if you feel I've misrepresented anything. But to be honest, it's all a bit tedious and it eats into the time that we have for being productive during our appointment. So we can skip a lot of this. Okay? Great. Okay, so client presented with yes, strong sexual preference for yes, female bottoms, this, blah, blah, enjoys ass-focused pornography. Okay, and high levels of compliance. Yes. Oh, yes, you were a very good boy, I seem to remember. extreme arousal when practitioner presented her bottom. And contact of bottom with face, mouth and lips. Appropriate levels of masturbatory control and focus despite high levels of stimulus. Applied lubricant to practitioner's bottom firmly, yet gently. Well, yes, you certainly did. What did you say? You like the way I say bottom? Really? Do you want me to say it again? Bottom. Did your penis just twitch? Big, jiggly bottoms. Oh my goodness, that is quite a strong involuntary reaction to lexical stimulus. Very interesting indeed. I will just make a note of that. And is it just that word in particular? Like, how are you with asses? Bums? Derrieres? Okay, right. Back to my write-up. Slippery genital posterior contact led to satisfactory ejaculation, blah, blah. What? Oh, a more than satisfactory ejaculation. Okay, all right. I'll make a note of that. Okay, done. And you say that you've been thinking about today's session all week. Well, as you know, big, fleshy, dimpled lady bottoms. Oh, even though you weren't expecting it, your penis still twitched. You really do have a, I'll use a technical term here. You have a thing for asses. And that's something I can be quite accommodating about in this session. After all, I was assigned your case mainly because of this. I imagine my big, shapely bottom. Twitch. Played a leading role in your masturbatory fantasies this week. Come on, there's no need to be shy about it. And anyway, I absolutely love the idea of being your masturbatory fantasy. Well, considering what I do for a living, I guess it would be odd if I wasn't. Okay, so I'm going to set the tablet aside and we can begin. You ready? Today's guided sexual stimulation session focuses on mutual, manual, and oral contact. But we're going to adopt a configuration which plays to my strengths and fulfills your specific needs. So, I want you to remove that robe while I just slip out of my scrubs and these Crocs. There we go. What do you think? This is the first time you've seen me fully naked. Well, that wasn't quite the reaction I was expecting. Oh, I see. Oh, my nipples are green. Well, I really do think that green nipples might be a bit of a distraction at this stage in the proceedings. I'll just grab my makeup remover. You want to lick it off? Well, it's not part of the protocol for part two of the introductory sexual pleasure therapy course, but neither are green tits, so I guess it would be okay. So, I'll just lean over you like this, and you can get to work. Oh. Oh, gosh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that does feel very... Oh, yes, the other one. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, apples, I know. Though, given their size, melon flavour might have been more appropriate. Uh-huh. Okay, that's better. I feel human again. Okay, now, I'm just going to hop up onto the treatment couch with you. Well, it's nice to see that you have a good, strong anticipatory erection, which will no doubt be reinforced as I outline today's sequence of events. As with our first session, I need your informed consent for each of the activities I've planned. We will begin with deep kissing and mutual naked caressing. Initially, there will be no genital contact, but when I instigate it by touching your penis, this will be the signal for you to caress my anus and vulva. Do I have your consent for these activities? Good. We will then align ourselves so that our mouths are near each other's genitals. That's a little bit further. Just allowing mutual oral sex to take place. That's it. And this will lead to a climax for both participants. That's it. Basically, we'll be doing 69 with me on top until we both come. Is that something you consent to? Well, I thought so. Okay. So, I'm just going to put a little bit of lube from this dispenser onto the tip of your penis. There we go. We can get started. So, I'm going to lean in and gently start kissing your lips. And touching your chest. You can, while you can caress my breasts. And belly. That's it. Put your hand on my hip. There you go. Then move it. Move it down to my bottom. That's it. Well done. Just lightly grazing the smooth skin. Squeezing and weighing one cheek. Then the other. While I pull you in closer. To kiss deeper. More urgently. I'm going to take my thumb and forefinger. And with the lightest of touches, I'm just going to start to masturbate the tip of your penis. Just gently. That's it. And I want you to stretch your hand across the furrow between my ass cheeks. That's it. And with the tip of your middle finger, gently start to caress my bottom hole. Oh, it feels so nice with the palm of your hand pressing against my ass. Your finger stroking my anus. And circling it. Okay, now just move slowly down to my vulva. Well, as you can tell, my arousal is indicated by the wetness there. That's it. Press into me. Cup my pussy and ass in your hand while I... Oh, gosh. That's it. While I grind into you. Masturbating you and kissing your lips. And your neck. That's it. Yes, use your other hand on my breasts. This is... Oh... this is... Oh. I'm going to use my whole hand now to masturbate up and down your cock. I must say, I'm extremely surprised by the levels of arousal I'm experiencing. This is... oh, gosh, for me to achieve this state of excitement so rapidly is... it's unusual. Gosh, even though I've been administering the gentlest of strokes, your straining cock is... Oh, your penis is producing considerable amounts of pre-ejaculate. Well, in my humble scientific opinion, we are both very, very horny. Well, I think we need to move to the final stage of the therapy. Okay. If you would just lie down against these pillows with your torso slightly raised. Uh-huh. And... uh-huh. And I'll just turn around. Mm-hmm. I'm going to straddle you with my ass close to your face. And how's that? Mm-hmm. Are you sufficiently dominated by bottom flesh? So I'll just resume stroking your penis. And I'd like you to glide your fingers up and down my vulva. That's perfect. Well done. When I put the tip of your penis in my mouth, I want you to kiss all along my... and I want you to kiss and lick my asshole. So I'm just delicately taking your cock into my mouth. And you... oh, yes, 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 kiss and lick my little anus. And my perineum. Yes. My vulva, yes. Yes, and my clitoris. Oh, gosh. God, yes, that's nice. Open up my lips with your fingers. That's it. And use your other hand on my ass to pull me into your face. Oh, fuck. Lick my pussy. Lick my pussy while I suck your cock. Bury your face between my cheeks. Oh, God, that's it. Kiss my pussy while you rub my clit. Trace little circles on my clit. Oh, that feels so nice. Yes. Oh, God. I need your fingers in me. I want your mouth on my clitoris. That's it. That's it. Suck my clit while you finger fuck me. While I kiss and lick your cock. Oh, God. That's it. There. Oh, my G-spot. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Oh, and your tongue. You know, I'm experiencing intense pleasure. I fucking love my job. And I love knowing my big ass turns you on so much. Is it stimulating to have all that bottom meat against your face and my wet cunt in your mouth? That's it. That's it, yes. I'm close. Are you nearly there? Shall we come? We need to come. We need to have a good hard, long, fucking... Come, we need to come together, don't we? We need to come together. We both need our sexual pleasure therapy. I'm going to check your cock now. While I kiss the head. Sucking and jerking and kissing and stroking you into my mouth while you fuck me with your mouth and fingers. That's it. Like that. While I masturbate you. I rub and lick and jerk you off into my mouth. Go. One place. One there. Go. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm come with me. Come. Oh, God. God, this is so good. Oh, I love coming so much. It's such a long... Oh, it comes so good. Oh, that's it. Spurt for me. Spurt your cum. Oh, my lips. I don't want to come for you. Oh. Sufficient levels of pleasure were experienced by both of us, don't you? Well, the session does allow for some recovery time, so if you don't mind, I'd like to rest my head against your thighs for a while. And you can. Oh, yes, that's very nice. Just stroke my thighs and bottom cheeks gently. A few tender kisses. Yes. Yes, that's very acceptable. Well, I do hope you're looking forward to our next session. I know I am. Very, very much indeed.